You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And these are the top 10 lies that women tell to men.
Ah, top 10 lies that women tell to men.
Looks right at me.
I'm not even going to blink. Let's see. Number 10. It was on sale.
I mean,
that resonate with anybody?
I had to buy it because it would make no sense to buy it.
This is like your TV math.
Yeah, yes.
It demands to be purchased.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl.
Practically free.
Look, if I'm in the bookstore and there's like a buy one, get one 50% off, I didn't pay full price for two books. It was on sale.
Exactly.
You know?
Rock
you
got solid
a half
deal.
A book.
Rock solid deal.
Yeah, half a book.
You got a free half book.
Number 9, this will resonate with everyone. I'm fine.
We are not fine. Okay, as the resident woman on the show, if your girl says that she's fine, she is not fine. No. You need to double check, man. You need to double check.
Well, we've all been on this planet long enough to know that is 100% accurate.
Some people don't know that, Rod.
Yeah.
Nope.
Some people don't know that.
You said you were fine.
Yeah.
No woman I know has ever used the word fine in its correct usage.
We're not fine.
It never meant fine. Yeah.
I got to tell you, if I get like fine 4 days in a row, on the fourth day, I just go, all right, see ya.
Well, yeah. At that point, I'm
taking off.
I'll start packing.
Clearly, I don't need to be here now. Yeah. Number 8, that was delicious. Maybe if we're talking about dinner, I'm assuming. Yeah.
I mean, it depends.
Yeah.
Like, you know if you
cooked, try to be nice,
if you
cooked
well, like you do.
How about, that was fine?
That is also a lie.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine. Don't. I like the one where clearly the food is wrong, and the table conversation is how wrong it is, and then when you try to get somebody over to your table to make it right, no, it's fine. It's like what are you doing?
Well,
why with this?
I don't want to actually
have to
address it.
You're going
to
pay for this, and it's going to be wrong.
So, but when it's my food, it's fine. But if it's someone else's food, I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Number 7, I don't know. That's an easy one.
Where do you want to eat?
Yep. I don't know. Number 6, I'll be ready in a minute.
That means 20 if you're lucky.
Number 5, sure, you can always call me. Number 4 was about weight.
Ooh.
Why would you even... Well, I mean, in any context, any conversation can happen, but I don't remember... I couldn't tell you the last time my wife and I talked about how much we weigh.
I don't see why you would lie about that. Okay.
People do. Number 3, I will never cheat on you.
Well.
Number 2.
I don't think that's just a woman's lie.
No, I don't think so either, but this happens to be the woman's list, right? Number 2, that was great.
Great.
And number 1 is your number. I've slept with blank number of guys.
Oh. I thought like giving a fake number.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's what I mean. That's what they're talking about.
I mean like a fake phone number.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
No. This is how many guys you've slept with.
She gave me her number. It only has 6 digits. Yeah. I don't understand.
I've been married 38 years. I've never asked that question. Should I?
No.
I need to know how many guys my wife has slept with?
Then you have
Does that
to,
matter to me?
The only reason it would matter is if the number has changed since you've been married. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Let's just say there's a tote board.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Tote board.
Yeah, let's go to the tote.
Hit it.
Otherwise, the number means nothing.
Right. I know it's everybody comes into a relationship with a certain amount of baggage.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You may benefit from some experience.
Yeah.
Works both ways.
It does.
All right, 5:41 now. Here at FM 99 in an awkward silence. Rumble, women will say, I have a headache. That's true. Do guys ever do that? I got a headache?
No.
I'm too tired?
Well,
I'm sick to my stomach. I'm, making up excuses because it's like 1:30 at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't think
this would be better done tomorrow is what I'm thinking. Of.
Right.
You're not going to have a good time if we do this right now.
And not if I pass out. No, it's going to suck.
Yeah. No, I mean, if there's a question, if there's a possibility of sex, even if I have a pounding migraine, we're doing this.
Yeah. Attaboy, man. Never let loose of the inner you.
Rod's a trooper.
As Mike Tomlin would say,
yes.
I know a lot of people are capable, but are you willing?
Yeah.
The answer is yes, I'm capable, and yes, I'm always willing. So therefore, yes, pounding headache, explosive diarrhea, I can hold it off. We're doing this.
I don't think anyone wants you when you have explosive diarrhea.
Well, the only person that knows that's on its way is me.
True that.
We're doing this.
Yeah, I buy it.
Wow.
It's got to get done now.
Man.
That's commitment to the cause.
It's also a dangerous game you're playing. I can hold it. Nah,
it's not a quality control type moment.
Right.
Because you're really not bringing your best.
Yeah.
You're not bringing your best at all. But you are being available. And you know what? That's a nice thought. Always be available.
Yeah.
In your relationship.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I need stitches, whatever, I know. Yeah. We're doing this.
Or until someone else needs stitches, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We're doing this. Yeah.